brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
Welcome, 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 and welcome, everyone, to another sud segment.
Was that four or five? Hey, I lost count.
It's a big old welcome here.
What
big
a host.
Welcome. Well, because we're talking about a big old brewery.
Oh, I get it now.
Yeah. Nice. See? Hey.
Not really.
Thematic.
Whatever. Our motto, folks, for us here is drink, belch, and repeat.
Oh.
And we're doing a lot of that today.
I hope the Canadians never steal that from us.
Yeah. Wow. I don't know that they... never mind.
They'd have to write it in French, too.
Hockey people.
Yeah.
Pitter patter.
Le belch.
Well, joining me today at this table for this fine episode is good old boy Dave. This is a fine episode.
Oh,
it's just
that
a
was
lick?
Canadian. That was Canadian, though. Yeah, that was the kids in the... We probably can't say.
The blank and the blank. Yeah.
Them kids. Get off my lawn and my hall.
Mutually exclusive.
I'm trying out different theme music.
Figure it out.
Yeah, figure it out. Figure exactly. It out. Good old boy Kendall, hi.
If I leave here tomorrow, would you still remember me?
Ooh. That's pretty good. That'll all make a lot more sense later on.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That was good.
I like ye. Wow. Good old boy Mike.
Long time. I am here in spite of massive protests.
Oh. They have not read the suggestion box, obviously.
Apparently not.
That's correct.
Damn it, he's back.
Good old boy Caperton.
I don't have anything funny to say right now. Everybody's worn me out. I'm already worn out from this episode. The humor level is so high.
Wow is right.
Okay, I'll get
Do we have a ding,
Hi,
ding,
everyone.
Ding for that?
Hi,
no? We don't have anything?
Yeah, what's up?
Look, my lad, I know a dead parrot when I see one, and I'm looking at one right now.
I'm a dead parrot. That's me. That's me.
Nice. Well, hi, I'm Juliana here, and I'm going to try to work on this.
I'm alive.
Yeah. So recently, good old boy Dave and I visited my family back home in northeastern Pennsylvania.
Northeastern? Do you call
Northeastern.
It, do you call it northeastern or anything?
Who writes these scripts anyways?
Yeah, somebody who doesn't care.
Some hack. And we did some beer shopping because, I mean, come on. If you know me, I'm going to do a little
bit. If you know me, beer me.
Exactly. We bought a bunch of beer. Yeah, you know, local stuff. But then we also found some beers from all over the Northeast.
We bought all
Northeast.
The beer.
Northeast.
That's the great part about long-distance beer runs. You can grab a lot of different beers. Who writes this stuff? Today we're going to cover a brewery we've loved for quite a while.
You know what? Somebody new is going to write the next one.
Be careful of what you wish for, baby. Yeah,
Stinky Joe.
Oh, buddy.
Stinky Joe.
Well, but we never had enough beers to do a full episode on. You know, so today is that day. And the lords are coming with us.
Oh,
the lords are coming.
I get it.
Make way for the lords.
The Lords of Hoboken.
Lords of Hoboken. In somewhere in Woboken.
Lord Hobo, welcome to our episode.
We apologize in advance.
Lordy. I am feeling very lordy today.
Lordy.
I hope this ends better than it started.
Well, we are going to do a brewery takeover of Lord Hobo Brewing Company from Woburn, Massachusetts. But they also have a really nice...
Wobo.
Tasting room?
Restaurant. Tap room.
Foodie place.
That's where they in serve Cambridge. The food.
Cambridge.
Yes, a foodie place.
Yeah.
But first.
But no fooders.
No.
Chicken or egg?
Both.
Okay.
I think it's poutine.
Came first.
But first.
Language.
This sud segment.
I said poutine.
Poutine. Language.
Now he's a censorist. Go figure.
Are you insulting Canadians right off the bat, Dave?
Oh, God, we're so close. So close. Only 5 minutes in.
Can we get to the... Yeah.
I know. This sud segment is brought to you by...
Yes.
The Law Offices of Scratchers J. Scratcherton. Are you a kitty or a puppy who identifies as kitty? Do you need an attorney? Come on down to the Law Offices of Scratchers J. Scratcherton. Scratchers J. Scratcherton, attorney at law. She'll fight for her clients and give injustice the claw. Scratchers J. Scratcherton is not licensed to practice law in any of the 50 states.
Okay, let's reminisce here.
It's my lord, you should be saying.
Lordy hobo.
Yep.
Let's reminisce. Okay. I was thinking it was like some reminiscing.
Do you know that like hobos? Yeah.
Dingle, dingle, dingle.
Hobos are dangerous. You know, you don't mess with a hobo.
They ride the tracks,
only,
don't they?
They do. I know. Only if you're in their cab. What do you call it?
Their car?
Their car. Yes.
No, hobos are dangerous everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
They live on the edge
of death.
They'll
stick you. Oh, they'll stick you.
With their stick?
With their stickers.
Yeah, you know that stick they carry their tied up kerchief? Yep. You know, on slung over their shoulder?
I'll stick you with that thing.
Yeah. That's a stick and stick.
It's a sticker.
This is...
You get caught up in the stick and stick from a hobo, you don't know what's been on that stick before.
That, you know what's in that handkerchief tied to the stick? Tears of all the people that have been stuck with the stick.
Yeah. You get stuck with a stick and stick, you've been stuck.
You're going to cry.
Yep.
Can we get to the beer?
I know, really. Jeez.
Can we?
Get me started.
Reminiscing. I think I first tried Lord Hobo many moons ago at the first Great American Beer Festival in Denver.
Well, you went to the first one?
No, my first.
All those decades ago.
Sorry.
In 1981.
Okay, stop.
Lord, toot your own horn is what this is.
My first GABF. And I remember seeing them. I remember like the buzz about Boom Sauce.
Yeah.
And I had it. And I got it. And It was awesome.
Are you having one of those Harry Met Sally moments or something?
Maybe.
Yes. Yes.
I don't have what she's having.
Yes. Then good old boy Dave and I visited the
Cambridge Tap Room in last April.
Okay. Right. When we went to Boston.
Yeah.
It's a very laid back place where you can get some great poutine and a flight of amazing beers.
Oh, I love that poutine.
I love poutine. Language.
Good old boy Caperton.
Yes.
Why don't you please tell us what the website had to say about Lord Hobo?
According to the web world, it says thus. With beer on a pedestal and adventure up our sleeve.
Oh, jeez.
That's the Lord.
Those are two things you never want to say. I never want to put beer on a pedestal and I don't want it up anywhere.
We set out to craft this. I was trying to do it's coming off like a politician. I was trying to do a hobo.
He was trying to go BBC.
A Northeastern. Now PBS. It's like, anyway. We set out to craft style defining New England beers that highlight paramount traits of quality and ingredients. Like us, our beers are elegant, yet raw, free-spirited, yet sophisticated.
We didn't write this copy, people. We stole
beer
it.
Beer is from the website.
Beer has a unique ability to bring all kinds of people together, from lords that only enjoy the finer things in life to hobos that work hard to earn their small pleasures. I don't think a hobo works hard at anything.
Yeah, right? Dude, they'll sweep a floor for like.
No, they ride the tracks anyway.
Maybe he works hard at poking people.
Great beer is an accessible luxury. That's the wisest. Well, anyway, I won't say that's a good line.
That is a good line.
Proudly brewed as in Massachusetts. We're bringing the New England beer experience to thirsty fans everywhere. We relish in the connection. That's a good point. Not everywhere, apparently. We relish in the connection to find sanctuary in the beers that unite us. Lords and hobos alike, we all deserve to drink like royalty.
Nice.
So that I have to say that until now, I'm going to throw this in really quickly.
Yeah.
I thought this is kind of genius marketing, right? Boom Negative. Sauce, Negative. Lord Hobo. I think it's all catchy. It's
nope.
Catchy as F for sure. But that, whoever wrote that was not the person.
They
that
were came paid up by the word.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. They were paid by the syllable.
Anywho, I like some of these beer names.
Good
I
beer. Like middle of mass. Come get it.
Middle
See,
mass.
There you go, dude. I'm done.
Northeast. We're Mike in the Northeast.
Right to the business.
Right to Anywho, the business.
That's it.
Yes. I think there is a bit of disconnect, though, between who wrote this and in looking at Reality? What we have on.
Well, that's from the web. And so we know them as you know, hotly hyped brewers, right? I mean, this is their beers are kind
of. This is some stuff.
For sure.
Yeah, this is some stuff. And they always had like a little thing going on at GABF too. It was like, you know.
Oh, yeah. Do they have shtick?
Bring the shtick. There was like 17 hobos.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah. See, that's smart.
Yeah. That would be a marketing move.
Whoever thought of that sure. didn't write.
Well, it was all good until one of them pooped behind the Deschutes booth. It was. That's when things went a little
caught
sideways.
Him in the dumpster, draining the dregs of some candy on the cakes.
Okay, we'll be back with some beer after this brief interlude.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf. Iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
And we're back.
Welcome back, everyone. So today's episode, we are talking about Lord Hobo, and we're doing a brewery takeover.
Longest intro ever.
Lordy.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Good old boy Kendall, help us, please. Give us today's lineup.
Yep.
The Lord Hobo Brewing Company beers we'll be tasting and discussing today are Boom Sauce 7.8 Double IPA, Angelica. 5.5% hazy IPA, an Angelica with orange, a hazy orange IPA, also 5.5. Pils, a German Pilsner with lemon drop hops at 5.2%. Museum, a big 11% hazy and juicy triple IPA. Glorious, hazy a New England juicy. IPA at 6.5%, and also the Glorious Pineapple New England IPA.
Mm-hmm.
And to round it out, Virtuoso, an 8.8% double New England IPA.
Oh, and don't plus, forget, we snuck in Freebird.
Freebird.
Oh, yeah. Freebird's not on the list.
5.5%.
Blondale.
There you go.
There you go.
That's a flight.
That's a mouthful.
For sure.
That sounds
That's
great.
That's a mouthful of hobo right there.
Hopefully we're going to talk about these beers.
Thank you, Kendall.
Thank you, Dave.
We're getting there, Mike. We're going to talk about these beers.
Good old boy, Mike. Please. Would you mind reading the Suds ratings for today?
And please do it in your finest Boston hobo accent.
Okay, Dave, just for you. So Woburn is in the center of the state, not the left, not the right. It's in the center, not in up the top, not at the bottom. It's right off the pike, you know? So here's what they would say for us in a hoboese and Woburn. Number one, that sucks. Give me any but another pass from Tom Brady. Number two, was that a belch or is that your cousin from Vermont?
That's another good one.
Number three, ah, what a relief. Usually what you say when you hit Connecticut. Wow. Number four, a body should really not make that sound. Of course it's your cousin. Number five, listen to that hang time. Give me another. Because that's what we say. Go Pats. Okay.
Wow. Good, Mike. That was well done.
Thank well you. Yeah. There done. You go. Wait, will 20 do it today?
All right.
Not enough.
Let's get to the beer.
Yes.
Please. God. Is this show about beer?
No. Finally.
Trying. All right. Let's talk about the Angelicas. Yes.
Do we have to?
Yes, we do.
I'm kidding. They're great.
So this was a what kind of beer?
It was an IPA.
5.5 hazy IPA.
You know what? It's very IPA-ish for a 5.5%, which I'm surprised that they would call it an IPA and make it 5.5% in today's world.
I think it's interesting that they call some of these beers NE IPAs. And they call this a hazy IPA.
Yeah.
When I would say this is one of the softer of the bunch. Like it plays like a traditional Northeastern IPA.
It was a lot lighter.
New England Northeastern.
I think then.
Which do we prefer?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not sure.
Well, those are two distinct things.
Yeah, I know. But I liked this.
It's kind of soft, kind of juicy.
My tasting notes for Angelica right off were lighter. It did have a orange bitterness to this, and this is not the orange version, by the way, that I was writing this down. It had that kind of orange rind, you know, kind of bitterness
to it.
Little
pithy.
Yeah. Very light, though. I liked it. Oh, that was good. That was solid beer.
I think all of these beers had one commonality for me, and that is they almost all had like a really great like mouthfeel. I mean, it's silky, smooth.
I think their base malt is really good.
A little bit of creaminess there.
Yeah. Like some more than others, but so, they all sort of had that thread running through.
I know some of their beers they use spelt.
There you go. How is that spelled?
That's
your line, usually. That makes sense.
That's why I was confused when you said it. I was like, hey, wait, this guy said my line.
And it looks
no, it's definitely got some body to it. What do you think there, Kendall?
I think this is one of the cleanest, lightest, easiest drinking beers of this entire flight. It's a really enjoyable beer. I feel like this is the crusher of the bunch.
Nice. Yeah, Juliana?
Yeah, it's, you know, to me, this is somebody's introduction to what a Northeastern IPA is, because it's a little juicy. It's not over the top.
It's not crazy.
Right, it's not crazy.
Yeah.
It's a little creamy. It's not crazy creamy either, and it's got a good malt backbone.
Yep, nice.
Very enjoyable and, like, crushable.
This is
summer crushing. And the 5.5 hazy IPA Angelica, we gave a 3. Now, let's talk about Angelica's feisty sister. Get it?
Yeah, it was great.
Fine.
I mean, no, it was great.
Not so much.
Tough crowd. This is the hazy orange IPA that we're going to talk about next.
Orange.
It's like they did something bad to it.
Yeah, it's... This is an example of one of those beers where it's actually not better to always add something.
Could you just leave it alone?
Yeah.
You know what Yeah. You know what this tastes like to me? It tastes like they took Angelica and they put some of that emergency stuff, that powder, yeah, that orange powder in it.
Yeah.
That's what I get.
It's a, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know if, you know, part of what they were trying to do is to accentuate, you know, that orange peel that may have been a natural, you know, tasting component from.
And I think just, you're right.
And kind of accentuate that, yeah, you know, even more.
They took it too far.
That, yeah, they just completely
It sharpened the bitterness a little bit.
Yeah, and it does.
And it just, like Dave said, it's got kind of a weird artificial taste to it. It's a
fake orange taste.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did not help.
Definitely a step back.
I'm not saying that's what they use. I'm just, and I agree, you know, that it's crazy that they would package this, you know.
Well, it's interesting. They, I mean, A, it's 5.5%, just like the regular Angelica. Yeah. So they, you didn't, you know, tweak the ABV at all. And they say that this was designed to be a unique showcase for the incredible Mosaic hop. The malt bill creates a clean and perfectly balanced backbone highlight the mixed berry and stone fruit qualities common to Mosaic.
No, sir.
No.
And then after experiencing that base beer, right, they thought they would blend perfect oranges to create a special limited release beer.
Yeah. I think something like this is better served super fresh in the tap room, not out of the can.
Yeah, I'd be curious to have it then. I bet it was a better beer.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah.
What did we give Angelica Orange?
We rated it a 3.
Oh.
Yeah.
Generous.
Well, you know. I think we were kind of nice with
that's,
that.
Not equal threes.
No, because one is a high 3 and one is a really low 3. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that.
My 3 did you ever have, my 3 is a 2.
Did you ever take like vitamin C tablets as a kid?
Yeah.
And you get that
Flintstone orange thing.
Yeah. That powdery chemical.
It. You're right. That you want to scrape off the back of your tongue.
The base beer's really good, though. Yeah. I don't know why. Yeah.
Yeah. Angelico's gorgeous.
Okay, let's move on to Glorious.
Glorious!
Glorious?
Yes. So, Glorious, the base, is a 6.5% New England IPA.
There is no way you can see through this beer.
I mean, she is chewy as all get out.
I've actually got solids settling in the bottom of my glass.
I got solids, too. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I guess this is the haziest beer I've ever seen.
This is, this is oatmeal. It's got
speaking
stuff.
Of which, a lot of these beers look like maybe they used a little oatmeal in their grist.
I think they did. No, they're very generous with the
oats.
We'll
call it oats, but
Here are some of my tasting notes on Glorious. Creamy, grapefruit, juicy.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
All of those definitely well balanced NIPA all the way.
No, it's tasty. It's very soft. And you know what I like? It's got a little bitter.
Yeah, right in the middle. End. Like it does. Sort of starts off soft and then it kind of spikes. Get you.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's not just sweet.
Yeah. It's good beer.
This is this is Galaxy. This is a Galaxy love affair.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. I mean, if you ever wanted to know what Galaxy hops taste like,
Have this beer. Mm. Yeah. They should have just called it Galaxy.
Yeah.
Glorious Galaxy?
I think that's taken.
Really good.
Yeah.
It's nice, though. Yeah. What did you think, Kendall?
I love the beer. I think, you know, thinking about the whole, I'm cleaning up a mess here. I've been a little sloppy today.
Really?
Kendall is like slinging beer left and right.
trying to get some of it down my throat.
Really? But,
this is, to me, a middle of the road New England IPA, and middle of the road out of the Lord Hobo catalog is really good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. And what I like about any New England IPA is when they hit me with a little bit of bitterness.
Yeah.
It reminds me I'm still drinking an IPA.
I'm still drinking a real beer. Yeah.
Yeah. And this does that. Yeah. But it's nice ebb and flowing kind of thing. Well, we rated the Glorious a 3.
Glorious. Okay.
That's what I gave it as well. I'd almost, now that it's warmed up a little bit, I could
go a little higher.
Go a little higher on this beer. It was nice. It's good.
That's nice.
All right. Well, now let's move to Glorious's crazy cousin, Pineapple.
Yeah.
Okay. We need to spend a little bit of time on this one, I think.
So this is the beer I dumped all over the table. So was that, you know, subliminal or something? Yeah.
Do you have a wet dry vac? a shop vac over here for
us. We should today.
You know, right? I like this better as it warms up. I still don't think it's great, but I like it.
You know that
better.
Tinniness you get from canned pineapple? That's all I'm getting out of this.
You know, Dave, like I'm gonna agree with you.
This has gotten a little better.
I still do not
like I'm saying, I'm not
beer.
Saying I like it. I'm saying I like it better.
But it has gotten better. And that it seems to avoid a problem that I have with a lot of pineapple beers, and that is I get a weird sort of vegetal off flavor.
Oh, okay.
That you guys, this is where I'm going to lose you. That tastes not too different than celery.
No, I can see that.
Okay.
But
I don't really get that so much
kind of
here.
Grass.
But I didn't love it. It was such a good beer. Yeah. The base beer is so good that they just, I don't know.
I think some of the pineapple beers, now I could be way off on this, but you know how pineapple has that core, which really doesn't taste like
bitter,
a lot?
Yeah.
That if you use that core in the beer, you're going to get that fibrous taste, which is not that far off from like a celery or a...
I don't know if that's it. That's something that other people have... I've complained about this and other people
it's either
don't
that
pick
or
up
you're
on
insane.
It. Yeah, I could be a little crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I just...
Weird bitter. I mean...
Yeah, there is a weird bitterness. Why fool with Mother Nature?
Yeah. It kind of killed it.
Yeah, and for it being the same ABV, I don't get the tropicalness that I think they were hoping with this beer.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Again.
Exactly.
I hate to say it, but maybe better fresh in the tap room instead of from a can.
You know what? In a Randall, maybe with pineapples, maybe.
Randall's,
you know what I mean?
Randalls are weird, but yeah.
Maybe that. Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah. Hated it.
Sadly, the glorious pineapple version
was not.
What'd we give it?
We rated it a 2.
2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Deuce.
That's about right. Sorry, guys. Can't win them all.
That's right. You know what? That one.
I don't even think you're supposed to.
But you can experiment.
That's what I'm saying. I don't even think you're supposed to win them all.
It's like being a hobo. You get out there and you pick what you pick what you think is the right car to jump on.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you get a box car, and sometimes you get a, I don't know what other
hobos are risk takers, Dave. That's right. They take the risk. They jump out there.
Sometimes you get a box car. Sometimes you get a cattle car.
That's right.
You know? Sometimes you...
They're all not sheep cars.
That's right.
Can't all be sheep cars.
Wow. Well, can't find love everywhere.
Can't get it everywhere.
Oh.
It's going.
I don't even know where to go with this.
Let's go to the next beer.
Yeah. And speaking of the next beer, I think people in the South would really appreciate.
I know where we're going now. I was like, what?
What?
What
is he saying?
What song was that?
That was not what I was.
That was Steve Miller Band.
Yeah. No, time doesn't keep on ticking.
It's not ticking, bro.
It was all before I was born.
Okay?
Yeah.
I'm as free as a bird now.
Right.
Wow, that was way better. Yeah. You know what? I'll stick with Steve Miller Band.
I like what Kendall put here. Bye, bye, baby. It's been a sweet love. Though this feeling I can't.
Oh, did you find my untapped check-in for this beer?
Nice.
Yeah, it's a deep lyric from Freebird.
Yes.
That is. That's some heavy untapped action. Right
I know. There. I know. I love it.
I love this beer. I picked up a 6-pack of it a month or so ago and enjoyed every one of them.
Did you really?
So yeah,
they distribute in North Carolina now.
Interesting.
So what we're talking about, ladies and gents, is Freebird from Lord Hobo. It is a 5.5% golden ale.
Which, let me ask you guys this. How many golden ales can you name off right now?
Freebird.
A couple.
Go ahead.
Golden Monkey.
That's pretty good.
Duvel.
my point being, like, you know, Golden Ale's not, and like, kind of pushing away full on Belgian Golden Ales.
Last beer I made was Golden Ale.
Is Golden Monkey even a golden ale? I think it is.
It's a triple.
Yeah, it is a golden ale.
It's a triple.
Ale.
In yeah.
It.
Yeah. It's yeah. triple.
Yeah. But it's not like a style that people just embrace and do a lot of.
No, it's not. Its simplicity is its downfall,
yeah.
I think, as a style.
You and can't,
it's,
yeah. and it's, you and can't it's hide what any
I,
flaws.
I love it. I love yeah. it, though.
It's no, it's great.
It's a great style.
And considering that we are talking about a brewery that enjoys their hops.
Yep.
The restrain and love on this one is, it's there.
They didn't blow it up.
No, they didn't. They didn't. This one is so approachable and so beautiful and so lawnmower-ish to me.
I agree.
Yeah, it's a crusher.
As it's gotten warmer, it's even gotten better.
You could drink a six-pack of this and still hop a train.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
You might lose a leg or a finger.
There's a nice hoppiness to it, though. It's man.
Yeah, it's really, subtle hops, though, you know? Yeah.
Well, they're going to put some hops in it.
Well, of course. I mean,
that's the thing.
But it's still kind of got some quasi-Belgian-y notes, maybe. A little bit of spiciness, maybe. Yeah. A little bit of peppery.
It doesn't have a, it's not banana forward.
No, it's not clovey or banana, but it's got that sort of spicy.
It might be something from some of the hops they put
in
there.
I got that from one of the other. I don't think I wrote it down, but I got a weird Belgian.
Yeah, I'm thinking how this would stack up against some of those other commercial examples that Caperton was mentioning there. And definitely Golden Monkey from Victory is, you know, probably up there when I tend to think of probably one of the better commercial examples. I don't believe that they've made this golden ale as long as maybe some of the other things in their lineup.
I don't think. I think it's very new.
Yeah, when I saw it, last fall was the first time I ever saw it in the store.
Did they reveal anything there? Hop choice or anything?
I do think that it was probably a bit hoppier than maybe some of the other golden ales that I'm thinking of. Sure. In fact, I didn't know what this was, and I actually wrote down Good Simple IPA, and then you guys came back and said, "Hey, this is a golden ale." And I said, "Well, it's a good simple golden ale."
Well, I think that's one of those one of those things they do where they say it's an American golden ale.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Great beer though. I love this.
Yep.
They don't talk about their hops. They just say that it takes a backseat to sweet and crisp malt flavors, which with a touch of fruitiness produced by the fermentation process.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go.
I agree.
Yeah.
What did we give this dog?
We gave the Freebird a 4.
Good job, Lord Hobo.
Yep.
I know.
Fruitiness from the fermentation. I wonder if they
fermented
at a higher temp.
Maybe.
Because that would pull up.
Biotransformation or something.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Wow.
Biotransformation?
Sorry, guys.
Wow. To be continued in a brief moment.
Sounds dirty.
The destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, lords and ladies.
Oh.
Hobos and hobets.
Hobos and hobets. We are doing a brewery takeover from Lord Hobo in Woburn, Massachusetts.
So during the break there, I made sure that I put on my hip waders to sit next to Kendall through the rest of this episode.
Man, it's brutal. a guy spills 4 beers.
I smell like galaxy hops for the next 4 days.
But you know what?
That bad.
There's
so it's like hanging a pork chop over the ugly kid. Is that what you're saying?
You notice I did not spill my boom sauce. So.
That's right.
Attaboy. There we go.
Attaboy.
We have our priorities, don't we?
Is that what we're talking about next?
No.
Okay.
We're going to talk about the pills.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
So the pills is 5.2% ABV. Hometown Limited Release.
Hometown Limited Release.
It's the Lord Hobo take on a classic style.
Felt the need to repeat that, I guess.
No, that's, hey, you that's you surprising. Be you here.
Yeah. I mean, it's good. Yeah.
It's a hoppy pilsner that combines the crisp drinkability of a pilsner with notable hop complexity using laurel hops.
Interesting.
And dry hopped with lemon drop.
There you go.
Well, there you go. Get some. Okay.
You know, I wrote down good, simple pills, but something was off, and I didn't know, again, what was in this until, you know, you read the description with the lemon drop. I don't know. I could tell that something beyond just a straight-up Pilsner malt had been
not,
added
it's
here.
It's not that simple. Yeah.
No.
I think those hops.
Those lemon drops come out.
Yeah. But you were saying?
Yeah. It's really good, but I think for somebody that was just looking for, you know, squeaky clean
crisp,
pills,
clean,
I think they would go counter. There's something different here.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
They have a little more character.
They Americanized it.
Absolutely. A little more complexity than the regular pills. Dry hopping is always going to do that, though, which isn't common in, you know, standard German pills.
But it's warmed up crystal clear, almost close to crystal clear. And
not a lot of dry hopping talked about in the Ryan Heisk book.
Nope.
Definitely not enough.
I just think that Hobo just put their own twist on it.
I like that they described it as what? A traditional German Pilsner with lemon drop hops.
That we just screwed up.
With lemon drop hops. Right. But it's nice, man. I mean, it had a nice.
Yeah. No, thank you. 15 is my limit on Schnitzelgruben.
Yeah, I think all of Germany just went.
That was great.
And what did you do?
There is a nice lemony, and I mean, come on. When you want a pills, you know, Pilsner.
This is
you
not correct.
You don't want this a bunch of like weird. Tropical fruits, you know, keep it simple and
this is,
clean.
You know,
and
it's a nice summertime pills.
It is.
Ivan Uta, go and tell them how to make the pills.
And that's why I'm a little disappointed that it's just a hometown. I'd like to see these guys send this out. This is the year of the pills.
I could drink some of these pills when I'm mowing the yard. I'll tell you that, dude.
Well, I mean, I enjoy it just like the rest. And
all my cups are empty.
You're doing well.
Well, that's a good sign.
That is a good really sign. You don't really do that. Yeah.
Well, we did enjoy the pills from Lord Hobo, and we rated it a 4.
Nice.
Now.
Okay. Now.
Now.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Here comes the stuff.
Now, here comes the assaults.
Okay. Mm.
1, 2, 3.
Where are we at?
Let's start with the boom.
There we go.
Yeah.
Booming.
Yes. Okay. The Boom Sauce, which is a double IPA for those trying to keep up, 7.8%.
This is their flagship beer.
Yeah, so I had a story about Boom Sauce. I spent a bit of time in Springfield with a client in the area and had this tradition of, you know, I had an exact down timing where I could leave my office, get in the line at Treehouse, and walk away with, you know, a case of Treehouse beer.
Nice.
You know, usually before it got dark, except, you know, in the wintertime,
gets dark
you're
earlier.
Still standing out there, you know, with 200 other people going, can I get some beer? Can I get some beer out in the middle of a cow field? This is at the old Treehouse location, not the one that they've moved to recently. It's the same experience. It's just a different brewery. You're still standing
on
in line.
Concrete.
Still
right?
Alive. Yeah.
Field.
But the thing that I remember was, you know, I was like, oh, today can I get, you know, Julius? You know, and you'd walk away with greens going, oh, man, really?
That's a hard problem.
Wow. Yeah.
That's some first world beer problems right there.
I can only get greens.
First world beer problems.
Seriously.
Man. So I remember a lot of the consolation prize, and this is a bad way of thinking about it, was the Boom Sauce was available all over the place.
Yeah,
and good. you could find this very easily.
Consolation prize.
It was a good alternative because it was interesting. Treehouse was not on tap, you know, anywhere, and you couldn't get it in any package store, you know, in Western Mass at all.
But the Boom,
but Boom Sauce, it was on tap. You could get it in a package store, you know, and it was something that, you know, so I really got to bring back quite a bit of this, not only for us at the time, but, you know, I do remember that was kind of
there were a lot of empty Boom Sauce cans in Mike's hotel room.
That's for sure, yeah.
That's the way it ought to be. If you're going to call yourself Boom Sauce, you better bring some
So
bang.
It's great, a big beer. Old beer, man.
Yeah, it is. Great beer.
It's good beer.
So this IPA features 6 hop varietals.
Jeez,
and a blend of spelt oat and wheat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for those trying to keep up with the hippiness. Oh,
there's that silky mouthfeel, creamy, silky mouthfeel.
Lord Hobo has really expanded distribution quite a bit, and this is something you can find in quite a bit of the eastern half of the U.S. now. So
you said like North Carolina.
I saw it in North Carolina. I've seen it in Indiana, too.
Yeah.
What?
Indiana. I think this is actually in Georgia. I think
it's all around us. It is all around us, and we still cannot get it.
You need to come to Tennessee.
Lord Hobo, hop the rails and get your ass down to Tennessee. Right.
Yes. Well, and then what I really enjoy about this, though, is late edition of Mosaic, Falconer's Flight, and Amarillo.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm.
okay. Somebody that uses Falconer's Flight, I'm in love with you already. Right. Like, it is not your average.
It's a weird club.
Exactly.
A few years ago, Falconer's Flight was like the hop, you know, and then it got surpassed by all the
other pretty ones.
Balmas.
Yeah, whatever.
Mazzotti. I think this was one of the beers that I shared with the local brewer when they were trying to figure out, you know, some styles that they were going to launch with.
Hey, try this.
This was one of the beers I said, yeah, these guys are rocking the house. You know, you might want to think of something like this. Do you think it's very close to that beer that I'm thinking of?
Should we describe the beer?
I mean, it's
okay.
Yeah.
Enough.
I think this is better.
I'm not sure we got there.
Fair enough.
I mean, but you know what? They're getting there.
Floral. Yeah. Anybody else get a little floral?
Yeah.
A little floral on the nose, a little on the taste.
Well, I love the hot blend.
Orangey.
It has
a really solid but not overwhelming bitterness. Even though it's kind of in that New England category, it's more of the style of the Alchemist and not the Treehouse.
Yeah. Right.
Very much
right.
So.
That's a good way.
Yeah, this is not going to bop you on the head and go, dude, I'm here.
Yeah.
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 But it's still,
It's soft, but it's not a pillow. It's like a
feather bed.
It's one of those foam bats.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to hit you, but it ain't going to hurt you.
Hit me with your foam bat.
Well, I will tell you the thing that's happening with this flight is a very good sign, which is you can always tell when we have really good beer because all of our sample cups are empty.
My cups are
empty. And all of our sample cups are empty with our flights, from Lord Hobo
Except
here.
Except for the two that we have remaining.
That's true. Yes.
Right. Yeah,
so what did we give Boom Sauce?
Well, shocker. We gave Boom Sauce a 4.
Yeah.
Great beer.
Way to be, Boom Sauce.
You'll be able to find this, and you should really definitely check that one
out. I hate
to
state the obvious, but it's really.
And now to the dark side.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
To the dark side?
Uh-oh. Really?
Really?
It can't all be roses and skipping through and going, it's all great beer.
We got 2 left
here. Okay.
I'm a beer critic.
Are we going to?
We're going to Virtuoso.
Yay.
Okay. So Virtuoso now is an 8.8% ABV.
Dang.
I know.
That's like barley wine.
It says, seek perfection. A virtuoso is not satisfied with great. She seeks perfection.
Why is it she? Guy can't be a virtuoso?
No.
I thought a girl would be a virtuosa.
Interesting. That's really?
Right. I said it.
Okay, that's a story for another time. This beer was crafted to show you their journey to create the very best. As we grow and improve, our craft shines through in this beer. The aromas will capture you instantly, and the fruit flavors will commandeer your taste buds. Each sip will beg the next. Seek perfection with everything you do, and you too can be a virtuoso.
Who writes this?
Wow, that's really interesting.
I just think it's too sweet, and it feels sweeter now that it's warm.
It is a little sweeter.
Now. Well, I wrote down my tasting notes sweet. I thought it was almost a nugget hop. I mean, it was that sweet. I don't know what hop they use, but I don't like this.
It's a sweetie girl. I liked it though.
I think when it was cold, it was a little more.
It was better when it was cold.
It was a little. I've got sweet written here. That's like the second word.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But you're right. It says it's warm.
What happened to you, man? Used to be cool.
Exactly.
I'm still cool.
Exactly.
Nah, you've changed, man.
And it's totally. Like almost 9%. I mean,
yeah,
that is a lot. It's
almost, it is a lot. Yeah.
Like where do things stop being double IPAs? And you're just like, you know what? It's a barley wine. It's an American barley wine.
It is really soft, though.
New England barley wine.
It's the juiciest of the bunch.
It's a Nebwa.
New England barley wine. Yeah. It's a new style. Hazy, juicy barley wine.
Don't start that.
Oh,
it's coming.
You know what?
We said it first.
Yeah.
I'm blaming Kendall.
Sip, Southern Smokes gets 5 cents for every can of Nebwa sold.
There you go.
That's awesome.
You know, this is a common thing we've seen, though, with a lot of brewers where they really come out with a really solid IPA and they move into making a double or a triple and it falls apart. And it is hard
to make these big beers.
It's, you know, they just don't eat through all the sugar and you find they wind up obliterating, you know, whatever taste profile they have by just, you know, not being able to eat.
I think when you come to approach the style, I think you have to expect a little bit of residual sugar.
But
I think that's just the way
it is. It's too much.
But we saw this too.
It tastes to me a lot like candy.
We saw this too, though, with West Coast. But you see the same thing with West Coast IPAs. Because when they make the bigger and bigger West Coast IPAs, you know, you have to add more caramel malt to match the hot bitterness. And it's harder and harder for it to stay in balance. And that's how you know a really good one is if it can be 8 or 9% and it's still got that balance.
Yeah. I think people screwed it up on both ends of the coast. I think I can see that is a common problem, which I don't think a lot of brewers are adequately stepping up and going, I need to attack the sweetness that I'm having in here. And even though I want to kick up the ABV and make this a bigger beer, I need actually to think about.
I gotta balance this out a little bit.
I can't just use the same formula and double the recipe.
So, Juliana, as the sweetest person at the table, what did you think of this beer?
It's good.
It's.
Hang on.
Did you love it?
Are my hip waders still hanging on the rack?
Yeah, they're over there. You look like you're on the fence. Here.
I cannot get through all this crap.
You like it?
I am on the fence because initially I liked it more than I do now. Yeah, so clearly this is a beer that needs to be cold, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm almost wondering, like, were they under pressure to up the ante a bit? You know, like, I love Boom Sauce. Like, Boom Sauce since day one. This is just a little excessive for me, I guess, is the word I'm looking for.
It's juicy.
But it is juicy. It's juicy.
Like that's what they were shooting for.
I think there's pressure to keep creating new beers.
Sure. I don't know that they feel like, I think you just have to keep grinding.
Like we have a local example of where I guess there was the pressure to keep creating new beers. And all you're doing is like swapping hops around and, you know, messing with your grain bill a little bit. Yeah. And some of them are good, but a lot, you know, you get 2 out of 10 that are really good beers and the rest are like, you know, why'd you bother?
Well, this happened right next door. I mean, with the difference between King Julius and Julius. I mean, I do not like King Julius.
Yeah.
I will drink Julius all day long.
Yeah. I've had it. I agree.
I think King Sue compared to Pseudo Sue, King Sue is not nearly as good a beer.
Yeah. There you go.
And then the double Sips of Sunshine.
Yep.
You know, it's not as good as
right next door to this.
Connections than me.
Right. Yeah.
So. No, I mean, I've
been around, but
I get it.
Out with you guys more often.
I get it. But I mean, that being said, I guess if you're maybe they're trying to go for somebody who doesn't like that hoppy bitterness and maybe going for something a little, you know what I mean?
Then why are you drinking Lord Hobo?
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm trying to keep up. I'm trying to evaluate this for what it is.
Go drink some Boston Lager.
It's not as good as the other beers.
Well, what do we rate this dog?
We rated it a 3.
3.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what I gave it here.
Yep. We're nice.
Okay. Now, last but not least, we're going to talk about
Icky.
Museum.
Okay. Think everything we said about the last one, but turn it up another notch.
Oh my gosh. As if.
It's a triple. So what is the ABV on this one?
Museum is 11%.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it was just so sweet.
Too sweet, too malty.
Which is weird.
Maltiness didn't work.
How is it 11% and it's still got too much sugar in it?
Yeah, yeah. This must have been a huge beer, like right out of the kettle, man.
Yep. Yeah,
it is really sweet.
Yeah. Just overwhelms.
All the
else.
Yeast just died.
Oh, jeez,
it died. The yeast died trying, man.
I think they should serve this beer free at every Red Sox game. Says the Yankees fan.
Oh,
the most disappointing of the bunch.
Though. Okay, well, the museum re-rated a 2, sadly.
Yep. I agree.
We're just saying, don't fool with Mother Nature. Nope. That's
the only one I didn't.
That's
finish.
Our goal in life. Well, that's going to wrap it up for today. You can always find us where you found this episode, as well as radio, satellite, online at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and nearly any place you listen to a podcast. The easiest way to find this show on your phone is to ask Alexa, Siri, or Google Play Podcast Sip Suds and Smokes. And sometimes you need extra napkins.
Yeah, let me snap on my hip waiters and tell you that we love your feedback, and you can reach us online anytime at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com.
Our daily tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram every day at @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news.
Please take the time to rate this episode if you're listening online.
Kendall, please tell us about your blog.
My lovely wife and I blog about the good news of good beer at beermakes3.com.
Good old boy Dave, say goodbye.
I'm a classy bitch.
I'm a classy bitch.
Oh, yeah, you are. Don't ever forget it, baby.
Yeah. Good old boy Kendall, can I give you more napkins?
I think I'm good. It's been a pleasure.
He's literally got napkins in his hand.
Good old boy Mike.
Soppy mess.
Hey, come back. Join us for another spill-free episode. Not sitting next to Kendall. I'm going to ask you to keep on sipping.
Good old boy Caperton.
Okay, bye guys. Yeah, backgammon. I'm trying to bring backgammon back. I'm trying to work that in. I haven't okayed it with the crew, but
backgammon is the word. This is good old gal Juliana. Keep on chuggling and see you next time.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.